Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wild.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, got some big news.
Do we?
Yeah, Rafael Devers. That's a big boy. Trust me.
What about him?
Good player.
Where's he at now?
He's with the San Francisco
Man,
Giants.
Man, the world stopped for your partner yesterday on Father's Day.
What is it? Because of a trade.
Yeah, but okay. the team that was involved, The Giants, trades are hard. I know they're not the author of that. Shout out Joe Lacob. But Stiney, this is a big deal. You're in a division with Machado, Tatis, and then you look over at the Dodgers who took 2 or 3 from you. This is one of those who cares. And you got Ohtani belting 2 home runs Saturday night. And you got everything with Betts and Freeman. Now Buster delivered something like that. Now you went and got something from the high-end jewelry store. You got some merch. I am excited, Stiney.
Yeah. Got a malcontent coming in here. Guy was miserable in Boston. Doesn't want to play certain positions. I got Lubman over there smiling.
Lubman's giddy. Shout out Josh. I mean, we all are. Now we get to watch him play and perform nightly in a lineup during what we call thus far, Stiney, tell me if I'm wrong or I'm doing too much, a magical season. Well, and I'm romanticizing.
They've lost 3 of 4.
Hold on. I'm romanticizing about Buster Posey. He closed a deal. Farhan couldn't close a deal.
It was a trade.
He couldn't close. Judge, Ohtani,
well,
Bryce
those are free
Harper.
Agents. But this was a trade.
It don't matter that he got her done. Larry the Cable Guy. Like, Stiney, wow. A left-handed bopper. Some trivia early. Happy Father's Day, belated.
I know it.
I sent out a text thread to all the dads on our at our station here. Last Giant to hit 30 home runs.
That's not even a trivia question anymore. It's like a statement of fact if you've been around
2004.
Here.
2004! That's 21 years ago!
I hate to say it, and you know this is not who I am. He's got 15 homers now. If he ends with 30, it doesn't count because he didn't play a full year here.
No, Stiney.
Yes, Stiney.
Listen, the dude's
already
got...
You can't hit 15 homers and call it 30.
You're wrong. Saying?
No, I am right. No, it's okay.
No, Evan will limit. No, I know. I don't even need Evan on this one.
That record needs to wait one more year if Devers is to break it. That's all. That's all. Hey, listen.
Anyway, go ahead. Tell me what you thought and where you were at when you got the news. I was getting ready to watch the game. Harrison was warming up.
I broke it to you guys. You guys didn't even know. You guys sitting around on Father's Day drinking, oblivious. I'm up on the baseball news because I'm following it. And I said, Devers. And if you guys were like, what? Like, he's a giant, guys.
Dude, incredible, man. And it's the guy at the helm. Again, I'm not going to stop romanticizing.
Where's he going to play?
Now, he's going to play for you. Is that a big deal or not? Because I'm going to say this.
Yes and no.
Bob Melvin, I believe he struck out in San Diego, Stani, because he didn't like me guys, I guys. And he had Tatis, Soto, and Machado, and it didn't work. Do you think Devers is one of those dudes? Or I look at Devers in the situation in Boston that was so one-time beautiful, I look at it like the Jimmy Butler. Just new scenery, he'll be a different guy. But he ain't one of those head cases.
No, if you say so.
They wouldn't have traded for him.
Well, I mean, obviously there was stuff going on in Boston.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard, he was a third baseman. They got Bregman. He wasn't crazy about that. Started the DH, got off to a very slow start. But obviously come around, he's having a good year, 15 homers. But then they talked about maybe having him play first in Boston, and he was like, no, sorry.
Hadn't played the field all
not
year.
Not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, when Matt Chapman's healthy, he's the Giants' third baseman. Wilmer Flores plays a lot of first base. Devers can DH, of course. Maybe he'll want to play first base at times here. I don't know. They've got to figure that out. It was interesting. Buster Posey pretty much made it clear he hadn't really talked to Devers, which leads me to believe that the issues supposedly surrounding Devers aren't of too much interest to Buster Posey.
Right, no doubt.
I mean,
they're confident.
It feels to me like he looks at Devers and said, that guy's too good of a player not to acquire if we have a chance to get him. And now he's a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah. And Stani, I got to put respect on what Harrison and Hicks have done for the Giants.
Which has been very little.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's almost like I just keep going to the Butler thing. Like, you didn't give up the farm for this bat. It's like the two last trades here in the Bay Area for the Warriors and Giants, they were a byproduct of situations just, you know, going sour, going bad. And now you put that bat in this lineup again with this bullpen, the rotation. I mean, this is incredible. It's going to be fun to watch. And you gave up what? A prospect I hadn't heard of, Stani, James Tubbs, and a right-handed pitcher, Jose Bello.
Tibbs.
Like, what is it? James Tibbs. Yeah, help me. I need my readers. But, man, how exciting are Giants? I mean, this is crazy. And Buster did this 6 weeks before, but what? 6 weeks before the deadline.
The
damn.
I mean, they gave up some pitching depth. There's no doubt about it. Verlander's scheduled to come back relatively soon. But Harrison and Hicks, you know, they gave that starting pitching staff some depth, at least to start the season. You know, Hicks didn't last as a starter all year last year. But the point is, they feel like they have pitching to give. They needed hitting. We talked about another bat. And they got one. I mean, Devers is a heck of a player. There's no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, you've been talking about a bat for a long, long time. And obviously, when you acquired Matt Chapman, that was an upgrade. When you acquired Adamas, that was an upgrade. It does feel like Devers is more of an upgrade, at least at the plate, than those two guys. So we'll see what he does the second half of the season. He's got to get here. He's got to figure out the area. They got to figure out where he's going to fit in the lineup, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's pretty obvious that Posey felt like this guy's a good enough player that if he comes with any baggage, it's something that they can deal with and come out on the positive side of.
No doubt. And, Stani, you just tell me, they're my thoughts, right? But I just want to run it by you because this move just it's kind of funny and uncanny that the Farhan era was we're in on guys, and I'm not trying to throw any shade at Farhan, but the bottom line is they couldn't close anything of substance. And now you, Buster, not even a year on the job, pulls this off, and you feel like this shot in the arm is going to do wonders for everybody, including Willie Adames and everybody in that Giant lineup. But what about that clubhouse? And again, I kept talking about the Zach Wheeler trade for Beltran and Buster going on record and saying, you know, what that did for a clubhouse he was a part of. Just imagine, partner, what this signals. Like, they really feel like they got action. The guy's got 55 walks that leads the league this year, 55 walks. So not only can he hit, Steiny, he's won a batting title. He's got power. I mean, this is a big deal for me.
Yeah, I mean, let's not.
Talk to me.
Farhan signed Matt Chapman, and he signed Blake Snell. And Chapman now is a cornerstone of the team. So you got to give him credit for Chapman and then Buster re-signing him. So, you know, to me, I make a distinction between, you know, signing somebody as a free agent and making a trade. This is obviously a trade that fell into place for Posey, and wow, he made it.
Yeah.
The question I have is, what were there deals like this out there when Farhan was the general manager, but he just didn't want to do it because it was too risky? I don't know. I was kind of, we were talking, the three of us together before today's show, and, yeah, and I wonder, you know, is this a deal that ownership would have let Farhan make, or is this a deal that Farhan maybe would see in front of him and say, I just don't know. This is a lot of years for Devers. It's a lot of money.
That's it, how feels, I feel he thought.
It feels risky. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also think that when Buster Posey takes over as the president of baseball operations, he probably's got some clout, and he can say to the ownership group, look, if there's a deal out there and it's going to cost us money, but I think it's going to be a positive move, I don't want to hear you guys saying we can't do it.
So
you know, I don't know what the dynamic is in terms of, you know, how much more clout Posey has with the ownership group than Farhan did, but it doesn't really matter at this point. Devers is a San Francisco Giant.
8.5 years, $255 million left, and Buster said, let's go. Steiny, I do love this. And again, I read real quick here, I read the Baggerly piece in The Athletic, and he talked about when the Giants were at the top of their powers when they won. He used this phrase, and it hit me, Steiny. A lot of what they did was run prevention. You know, and that meant pitching and defense because they didn't have the bats. And now you add this dude to this lineup wherever he plays. If he's DH, good Lord, man. And I just can't, you know, I know you think I'm just up here yapping him. I can't think of a guy that's gotten off to a better start like Buster Posey because the team was playing good baseball already. And I just wonder how much of that moxie was just because he was at the helm. But now I feel like, and it's early, this is a Jerry West move on his greatest day with the Lakers, a guy that meant so much to you and has won and is now running the show. President of Baseball Ops pulls this off early. And we don't know when we'll see Chapman again. But, Steiny, I thought there was going to be, you know, some downtime. You go make this move, it's like it might not be any down. You might, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is it's set up perfectly because even if Kyle Harrison goes on to be Zach Wheeler, and even if Devers plays half a season and never plays again, but they don't make the playoffs, people will say, what a great move, because it was gutsy. I mean, they got a hell of a player in Devers now. Can he be a hell of a player here in at Oracle Park? 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, is this the one? I mean, is this the biggest move they've made in what? 6, 8, 10 years? You tell me. And is this one the one that brings you into the fold for a while? Because this is their biggest move.
Man,
I don't think there's any doubt in a long time. 888-957-9570 is the number. From the ballpark to wine countries. I'm sorry. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Also, coming up today at noon, we've got Rob Bradford. He is a writer and a radio man who covers the Boston Red Sox. We're going to ask him all about Rafael Devers. He's got a podcast called Baseball Isn't Boring, and he knows all about the Sox and Rafael Devers. We're going to have him join us at noon right here on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks. And, It's time to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Buster Posey, president of baseball operations of the Giants.
It's time to go.
2 weeks ago, and since then, the Giants have been going. Little bump in the road here. They've lost 3 of 4, but they've also just traded for Rafael Devers.
And there's no doubt, partner, I'm saying this, put it in the cap. I said my goal for this team was hopefully they can make the playoffs. But Stani, they will make the playoffs. That was solidified with this move.
Okay. And what makes you so sure?
What they already had brewing without him, and now he's coming to a team, Devers that is, that already has an identity with his pitching, its bullpen, its sound play. But there's something going on with Buster Posey just at the helm that I can't put my finger on it, but I'm going to call it good juju. And now you add a guy that's hit 30 home runs 3 times in his career. It can walk with the best of them and get on base. I can't wait to watch this iteration of the Giants and where he bats and the ramifications, the domino effects, Donnie, on the other hitters. That's what's exciting.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, my question's pretty simple. I mean, is this an absolute winner of a trade? Is this one that regardless of kind of what happens, you see what Posey was thinking? He's probably seen enough over the last, not just his tenure as president of baseball operations, but the previous 10 or 20 years, and this deal also to me has the feel of a general manager and a president of baseball operations that knows he probably isn't going to be able to sign big hitters in free agency. So if you can't get big hitters in free agency, then you got to try to make a trade for him and see if you can get him to like it here. Mm. And Devers has eight plus years left on this deal. He's 28 right now. So Man. There you have it. I mean, are there? I'm interested to hear. He's coming to Oracle Park. It's not known as a hitter's park, and yet I've already read some things that, I think it was in The Athletic, Baggerly saying they think that there's similarities between Fenway Park and Oracle, and Devers hit a lot of balls to left field, even though he was a he is a left-handed hitter, and they think he'll be able to lift the ball out to left field and be able to hit for power the opposite way. And then, of course, there's McCovey Cove rather in right field, and I don't know, Goode, is that something that you put into the equation with at least a little bit of not fear, but concern?
Well, actually, I go the other way, because it was what we talked about and had some fun with last week, Steiny, in regard to StatCast. And they talked about all the balls he hit off the monster. StatCast was saying they would have been homers here at this park. So when you look at it from that vantage point, we'll be able to see what happens. But, Steiny, I'm looking at a guy that in 2019 had 32 dingers. 2021, 38. Followed that up in 2022 with 27, and then 33, like, in 2024, Steiny, what do you have? 28 homers. Like, he's going to get it out. He's a thumper. So I'm just juiced. And if I'm a Giant fan right now, man, you got to be – you asked about the trade. Like, what's the drawback? And you're going to miss – I mean, Hicks and Harrison. Like you said, you got contributions from them. But, man, Buster – I'm wondering how many Major League Baseball teams are kicking themselves in the fanny that they didn't pull this off or thought this was feasible. We'll never know, but I'm looking at it from that aspect of it. Like, damn, Buster, you guys were in the lab.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they obviously were monitoring the situation in Boston, and things weren't going great between Devers and the organization. Man. And maybe Buster Posey was making calls with them for weeks because this isn't something that just popped up in Boston.
Now, what about the part that you mentioned, Steiny? They haven't talked to him yet about where he's playing. Are we going to get I'm assuming the Jimmy Butler? Yeah, you guys made me look like a malcontent in Miami. It was bad, but just the fact that I'm going to greener pastures, just new scenery, I'll be fine. What do you make of them kind of, we're going to have the talk after we have them?
Well, that leads me to believe that Posey isn't overly concerned with either his reputation or the fact that he told Boston he didn't want to play first base because he didn't feel like, you know, he feels like he's a third baseman. They asked him to DH. Now they wanted him to learn a new position, and he basically didn't want to. So we'll find out. Maybe. That was an organizational issue. Maybe he'll be willing to play first base here. The question that I asked Evan and you before the show was, is there any way that they put him at third base till Chapman comes back?
Why not?
Evan didn't think that was a great idea because, you know, you're asking him to go back to his original position for 20 more games or so, and then eventually Chapman's coming back, and we all know what'll happen then. But 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm looking at Adames' home run numbers too, and they looked great before this year. So I get Devers is a great player, but let's obviously keep an eye on those home run totals and whether he can continue to hit him at the same pace here that he hit him in Boston.
Yeah, but and you know what? I give you that, Steiny, but there's other ways to score too. It's just about the RBIs and what I'd mentioned earlier, the domino effect, you know, hitting the ball in the gaps, driving it, you know, just keeping the line moving. The Giants now, again, the Dodgers, you look at what we saw, and we saw it especially Saturday night. But, man, now you got a guy that's of that caliber of the dudes that make me hate the Padres and the Dodgers. Now you have a dude. You have a stud with the bat. And Giant fans and myself who watch this team every night, Steiny, finally feel like the drought is over. I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Rafael Devers. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Let's go to Scotty in San Francisco. Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Scotty.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, happy work week. Dude, I am so juiced for this trade. I mean, Spadoni said it earlier, blockbuster Posey, baby. I mean, and not to mention, Rafi has the sickest batting stance in the league, and now he's going to be doing it at Oracle, hopefully hitting over 90 ribbies a year. And, yeah, dude, Giants fans, I mean, how could you not be juiced on this trade?
I'm with you, Scotty. How can you not, Stani? You're the only man that I think could come close.
No, I mean, it looks like a good trade. Well, I mean, obviously, this guy can hit. He's probably their best hitter since who? I mean, overall, I mean, he's a better player than Adames. He's a better player than Chapman.
I would say Buster.
Okay.
All right.
So, and Buster was an MVP.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
And they needed it. Stani. That's what's so crazy about. Just like the Warriors needed Butler. It looked like it was over. But the Giants different, obviously, because they were, you know, they're having a hell of a season or in the midst of one. But now it's like staying power is on thou wow. You know, like it. These guys are, they just got enhanced.
They lost some pitching depth. And, you know, that's one thing that we'll have to keep an eye on. They're down two starting arms now with Harrison and Hicks. Although I don't consider Hicks like a full-time starter.
Okay, yeah,
starter,
and that's what I was about
but
to say.
He has started. You know, and clearly Harrison was a guy that they envisioned at some point to be, you know, in their starting rotation pitching every fifth day. Whether that was this year or not, I don't know. But, you know, Harrison was obviously somebody that they had plans for. And now you got to kind of keep an eye on his career and what happens in Boston. But it doesn't seem to me like there's any downside to this deal, at least if you're a Giants fan. This one feels like, if you're a Giants fan, that it's pretty pretty much a no-brainer.
What about, have you given thought about Eldridge? If somehow Devers does take over first base, would this kind of, you know, quell the excitement about, well, the only reason we got excited about Eldridge to me, Stani, is he was something the Giants didn't have a lot of, and he represented the threat, power. Now you got a guy that's done it on this level multiple times, made the All-Star game. I got to believe, yeah, now we'll probably see him in September when they normally call up, but it's not urgent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Then what happens if Devers is, you know, willing to play first?
Well,
and Wilmer Flores is now your full-time DH, and maybe you don't need Eldridge this year.
No doubt.
I mean, I'm, you know, obviously they're teaching Eldridge first base, when he's going to be ready to defend at that position. I'm not sure, but they certainly got a bat.
Man,
that's for sure.
They did. A player.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing excited. Well, thank you.
Yeah, so what's not to like about this trade? I mean, the only variable is, you know, will he be willing to play a position that he's asked, you know, when things kind of sort themselves out. But this from the person who made the trade all the way down to the player, this sounds great all the way around. It shows, I have a new old favorite Giant to kind of paraphrase Goo, and it's Buster. This is really good, you know. I want to say one other thing about Farhan, because we knock him a lot for the triggers that he didn't pull.
Yep.
I grew up back east, and you know, they're saying he couldn't close the deal on Judge. I grew up in New Jersey. There was no way ever the Judge was going to take off the pinstripe. He was using the Giants and anybody else to express some interest to get the best contract that he could get from the Yankees. It's New York. It's the pinstripes. He was always going to be there. So don't come down on Farhan for not making that particular trade. And give him a little credit. We won, 105 games 1 year. That's not bad. But about this trade, this is great. This is great. I'm excited and looking forward to seeing what shakes out here. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Doug, my man. And go ahead, Stein.
No,
Doug is right. It's not about what, and I get what he's saying about Farhan, but the bottom line is, forget Farhan for a second. It's what the Bay Area and the fans went through in regard to what looked like a real courtship of Judge. The same with Ohtani. I can just keep Harper, Stanton. You know, Giant fans had blue balls. We all got excited, and it wasn't Farhan's fault, you know, all of it. But the bottom line was, you're saying there's a chance, a possibility, and out of nowhere, year one, not even halfway through, Buster Posey pulls this off. And Steiny, I keep going to the Jerry West model or somebody this looked upon that had a successful career as a player that is now running the show. And Steiny, I just, it makes it feel better even before this trade that Buster's at the helm when one of yours is running the show. And to pull this off on Father's Day out of nowhere, 6 weeks before the deadline. And the other day, we were just talking about, give me some names. Who do you think? And I damn sure didn't have Devers, you know, anywhere remotely close. This has to feel good for Giant fans. It just has to.
Yeah, I mean, I look at things, I split up free agency and a trade. And I don't believe for 1 minute that Judge, Harper, Stanton, or Ohtani would be a Giant had Buster Posey been the president of baseball operations before this year. I think that was one that was out of Farhan's league, and I think it was one that was going to be out of Posey's league. You weren't going to get one of those guys to come here simply because of Buster Posey. Now, the trade to me is something different. I mean, to me, it looks like there are teams out there that know their limitations in the free agent market, and those are the teams that have to do things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And the Giants, I'm sure, have now come to the realization that they can't count on getting a big bat in free agency. Okay, so then you better bring one in through the minor leagues, or you better trade for one. And that's what they ended up doing. And they traded a couple pitchers that, you know, have helped them a little bit in the recent past, and who one certainly was a big part of their future.
Right.
But Posey thinks it was worth it. And now they got Devers, and the bottom line is most people like hitting more than pitching, so a lot of people are going to be very excited about this.
Yeah, you got me thinking now, Steiny, and I don't want to be negative, but I'm damn sure not going to call Devers in Boston. I guess if you want to call him a malcontent, he was pissed off when they brought in Bregman and took over his position. But do you think deep inside, since what you just said has me thinking, okay, so he didn't willingly come here because he was traded. Do you think there's a part of Devers that's kind of pissed off that maybe he's playing in a park that he might not be too excited about? Or does that not even matter?
No, I think it matters. And I don't know how he feels about it. We haven't heard him talk to the media. We haven't heard any of his thoughts on the situation. It sounded to me like things weren't going great in Boston. And that's, to me, it looks to me like one of those things where, again, 4 to 6 weeks ago, Posey probably saw what was going on with Boston when Devers said he didn't want to play first base. He probably made a couple calls to Boston. What's going on there? They probably downplayed the situation and said, oh, it's temporary. And then probably a few more weeks went by and Boston said, you know what? We're not crazy about the way this situation is going. And, you know, if Buster Posey was, you know, calling every 3 or 4 days to check in, then maybe he was able to kind of strike when the iron was hot and at the moment that the Red Sox decided they needed to make a move. And maybe the Giants were kind of ahead of every other team in terms of where the Red Sox were, and that's part of being a great president of baseball operations.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, Donnie, I'm mad that they're off today after, you know, their rodeo in L.A., losing 2 or 3, but I mean, it's almost like, oh, they played yesterday after this news came down. But not since Buster Posey is your boy excited to watch a Giant hitter at the plate. And this is crazy, man. It's just incredible. They're already in a great spot. And now you would just assume or think, and it wouldn't be ludicrous to think the effect that Devers is going to have a bopper. And now Bonds' splash hits might be in, I'm having some fun now. They might be in jeopardy if he can manipulate and learn how to use the short porch here.
Yeah, I mean,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
See how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
I love you.
I mean, I understand they've just acquired a hell of a hitter. There's no doubt about it. But... Let's see what happens at this point. I mean, what if his adjustment is like Adames' adjustment?
Right.
What if he's got a half a year adjustment?
But they were willing to take the risk. I got
sure,
you.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. But I'm saying is, things on paper look a lot better than they did a couple days ago in terms of the batting order. The question I have for Giants fans. Is the kind of this, the Giants have a little bit of a big three. Like Buster Posey, okay?
Big three.
Buster Posey has three guys under contract for at least six more years. Chapman, Adames, and Devers. These guys are all signed through 2031 at least.
End of your business.
So... You know, this is also one of those things where these guys better produce, because otherwise you got them for a long, long period of time.
But just think, you just mentioned those three guys, and now with Devers, you got that guy that the Giants. This guy that I'm describing now that Devers is. Has eluded the Giants. The guy to say, you know, that gets the family and little Johnny and Susan in the car, a family of four, and drive across the Bay Bridge, pay your toll, and gets one hit in the McCovey Cove. And then on top of that, he comes at a time where the team is already, and I know the season's not over and we're almost at the breaks, Donnie, but they were building something, and now you have just enhanced that. So if you can continue to get what you've created – with this bopper in the lineup, who's to say this team can't vie for a World Series? Like, that's where I'm at.
I know you are. Oh, what's this? I know you are.
It's a shocker, but no, I'm serious. To hell with the Dodgers and all that crap that they're starting their first six hitters. It's just lineup envy. Forget even being in the Bay. Then the Padres. Now you got some of that. You got a bopper. They can hit your Gurdy home runs.
You don't know that.
Well,
they haven't had a 30 home run hitter in 20 years. I'm not assuming that another guy who comes in here
can
do it.
Carter, you understand where I'm at, right? Just crack the mic and tell me when you heard this news. What did you? I was floored. TKO.
I mean, what they gave up just seemed like a bag of chips.
That's the Jimmy Butler part of this, right, Steiny? The price.
Well, it's funny how, you know, in a year, Harrison was a guy who Giants fans seemed to like and seemed to think he was going to be a mainstay in the rotation. And was a little banged up, wasn't healthy. And
he was coming out of the bullpen, too, Steiny. Like, I won't rob him of... What did you say earlier? Wheeler
don't
maturation.
Go 7-1 for the Red Sox. And look, they're you know, the funny thing is people are going to think the Giants are better than the Red Sox, and record wise they are. But the bottom line is both these teams are in the exact same spot in terms of the wild card. They're both the second or third card. The Red Sox might be the fourth, but they're like a half game out. The Giants might be the second, but they're only one game ahead of the team in front of them. So both the Red Sox and the Giants are actually in pretty much the same place when it comes to the standings, even though the Red Sox have just gone over 500, but they're in the same spot in terms of
but
the
standings.
But now
you feel like the Giants, you know, the Red Sox were already who they were. They're whole. They don't have a thumper like the Giants have to add to where they're at. And now if you want to talk to me about the Giants winning the division – when you look at the Dodgers, you know what I hate, Steiny, real quick? All their star pitchers are hurt. And, oh, by the way, shocker, they're still in first place. So they're worried about October. They're assuming they're in the playoffs. That's how filthy they are. But Buster Winn got it done. And I'm just giving credit, and rightfully so, to Buster because he's at the helm. He has done something that has not happened here in a while. And he's got something expedited to deal, and Devers, I just can't wait to see how he fits, man.
I mean, the other thing is the Red Sox have some young players they really like. This guy Roman Anthony is supposed to be the real deal. Christian Campbell.
Oh,
so
right.
maybe clearly Boston views it as we weren't crazy with what was going on with Devers. We feel like we got some young players who might be ready to step up. And the funny thing is the Red Sox, when they made the – and this is what I think is kind of interesting. Yeah, I get that the Giants have lost 3 of 4, but the reality is both these teams have made this trade when they were going well. The Giants have been playing terrific since middle of the Padres series, and the Boston Red Sox had just won 5 of 6 against the Yankees in the past week, and I think we're 8-2 in their last 10. So even though both teams were playing well – both organizations felt like a change needed to happen.
Yeah, and it did. Change shall come.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Wow.
The San Francisco Giants have traded for Rafael Devers. Where he plays, we don't know. Where he bats, I think you can plug him into the number 3 hole.
Yep.
Adamas 2, Devers 3, Chapman 4 when he finally gets healthy. Will he play DH? Will he play any first base? Could he play third base while Chapman's still out? That all remains to be seen. But where are you, Giants fans, and how good do you feel about this trade? And A, is there any downside to this trade that you see at this point? 888-957-9570. Also, coming up at 12 o'clock, we're going to get a Red Sox perspective. We got Rob Bradford. He writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI in Boston. He also hosts the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. That's an Odyssey podcast. So Rob's got a lot of understanding about the Boston Red Sox. He'll be coming up at noon, so don't go anywhere. Rafael Devers, a San Francisco Giant. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.